Kof Gimel Tammuz, Monday the 21st of July, Rabbi Chaim Perlman with Divrei Chizuk.
In tomorrow's Daf Yomi, Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, Gemara says that Rav Chanino Bar Popo posoch lo pischo lo ho parshoso mehocho. Rav Chanino opened his drosha with the following posuk from Tehillim. Hirkavto enosh l'roshenu, you have made a human being ride over our heads. Bonu v'eshu v'mayim, we have come in fire and in water, and ultimately v'atzotiyenu l'rvoya, we came out and we were saved. So Gemara darshins, bo'esh, that refers to the days of Nebuchadnezzar. V'mayim is the days of Paroi, and v'atzotiyenu l'rvoya, that's in the days of Homon when we were saved in the story of the Megillah. So Rashi says something quite interesting. B'mei Nebuchadnezzar, we were subject to fire. It doesn't refer to the Churban Beis HaMikdosh. After all, Nebuchadnezzar burnt the Beis HaMikdosh. That would be the obvious thing to say. Says Rashi, Shehitilonu l'teicha kivshon, that we were thrown into a furnace of fire. So what's that referring to? Clearly that refers to three people who were thrown into a furnace of fire. That's Hananiah, Mishael, Va'azariah. And Rashi says, if three people of Klal Yisrael are in danger, are put into a sakana, that's as if the whole of Klal Yisrael is ba'esh. The whole of Klal Yisrael is in fire. That's what we have seen recently. The whole of Klal Yisrael came together will be be'echod, be'achdus, when three individuals were in danger, that affected the whole of Klal Yisrael. I think it's an interesting point that Rashi is making. And this connects with a vort from Rabbi Meir Shapiro. In 1911, there was the famous case of Mendel Baylis, the blood libel. And he was put into prison on fabricated charges of killing a Christian child and using the blood. As we know, as late as the 20th century, this happened. And the case came up. He was put into prison for a couple of years, and the case came up in 2 years later in 1913. And the prosecution had gathered together a group of scholars, many of whom were apostate Jews, to find out, to probe and delve into Divrei Chazal and Divrei Chassidus, which could be used as the case against Mendel Baylis. One of the things they came up with was the Maimah Chazal, brought in a few places in Gemara, in Yevomos, other places. And there the Gemara says that Odom ki yomos bo oil, Odom who dies in an oil, that is metame the oil. But only the body of a Jew is metame bo oil. Atem kuruyim Odom, you are called Odom, ve'en ha'goyim kuruyim Odom. But the nations of the world, umus ha'olam, they're not called Odom. So they wanted to use this to show the lack of respect the Jewish people has for non-Jewish people, and therefore, that being so, it's not the malo min haseichel that they would use for ritual purposes. They would use the corpse of a non-Jewish child. The one who was appointed, they had a Jewish lawyer, and they had a team of rabbonim to provide material for this lawyer. The head of the team of the Rabbonim was a Rav Mazer, the Rav of Moscow. Mazer is Mizera Aaron HaKodesh. And he consulted he went to the Chortke Rebbe, and he consulted with other Rabbonim to counteract and to find material which he could use in the defense. Ramesh Shapiro was a young rabbi, he must have been in his 20s, he was still Rav in Galina. And he sent a letter to Rav Mazer, which was used in the trial and was used very successfully. He said, it's a mistake. The pshat of atem kriyim odom, ve'in agoyim kriyim odom, is a different pshat entirely. if you take the word Odom, Odom is a word which has no plural. You have Ish, Anoshim, Geva, Gevorim. Has a plural. Odom, there's no word Adomim. Odom is only in the singular. Says Rav Meir Shapira, Atem Kuruyim Odom. Klal Yisrael are called Odom. That is, they're one unit. If one member of Klal Yisrael is in danger, then the whole of Klal Yisrael is in danger. When there's a sakona to a yid in Kiev, where the trials taking place, yid in England and America, all over the world, feel the same pain. But that doesn't exist by non-Jews. Atem kruyim odam, you, Klal Yisrael, are considered as odam, one unit of a person, and therefore, if an etzpa ketano gets pain, the whole of the body feels the pain, because they're one unit. That is a unique feature of Klal Yisrael. And this was presented as evidence in this trial, and ultimately the case was dismissed, and the whole of Klal Yisrael was on trial. It wasn't just a trial of one individual, of Mendel Baylis, it was a trial of the whole of Klal Yisrael, as you can imagine, the sakana that we were in. In truth, this thought of Rav Meir Shapira is in the Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah in Zeis HaBrocha has the same thought, but he adds a little knetch, which I didn't see in the writings of Rav Meir Shapira. He adds as follows. Atem kruyim odom, when there's achdus in Klal Yisrael, then through the achdus of Klal Yisrael, you see the achdus of Hashem. The achdus of Klal Yisrael is connected with the belief in the emunah in Hashem. The achdus within the whole of Klal Yisrael creates an achdus in Hashem, and Hashem becomes the lev of Yisrael. He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Kolo she'eri ulevovi, my heart and my bosor longs, tzur levovi v'chelki elikim li'olam. Elikim becomes the lev and becomes a chelik of me when there is achdus. That's the Rameh Simcha in the Meshech Chochmah. That the achdus of Klal Yisrael is connected with our belief in the emunah of the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think this is merumaz in the Maharal. When it occurred to me, why was it that always the Alilas Dam took place before Pesach? There is something which is significant in that. Something which took place, the Chag HaPesach seems to bring out this accusation. Therefore, there must be a tikkun in the Chag HaPesach, some tikkun which would counteract this Alilas Dam of which we have been accused of in so many generations. And the Maharal says, in the Avodah of the Korban Pesach, there are two thoughts. Number one, the Avodah of the Korban Pesach demands a certain achdus. It had to be bechaburo. Everybody had to come together. But the Korban Pesach itself, he says, represents the achdus of Hashem. Says the Maharal, there are shnei mine achdus, two types of achdus. How achdus b'Hashem, the unity of Kodesh Baruch Hu, shebechag haPesach nistavinu likach mashe kodesh lohem se sheulekah shel Mitzrayim. The se represents the God of Mitzrayim, and you had to take that and to be representing the avodah Hashem. With the Bris Milah, the Korban Pesach, and he develops this theme at great length, which I won't go into now. But the Achdus of Klal Yisrael is somehow connected with our belief in the Achdus of Hashem. Therefore, with the Pesach itself, if we are making the mitzvahs Pesach ketikun and bechsherei, that in itself is a tikkun, if you like, for the kitrug, if you like, of the Alilus Dam. Here's another beautiful vort from Rav Meir Shapira, Bederech Hadrush. We say, Ki pole mimcho dovo, bein dam le dam, bein din le din, bein nega le nega, divrei rivois b'shorecho. So Rav Meir Shapira touched the posik as follows. Ki pole mimcho, when it will be concealed from you, you'll be wondering, why is it, ben dam le dam, why is the dam of a Yehudi treated differently from the dam of a Goy? Ben din le din, why is the justice of a Yid treated, why are we treated so unfairly in the Ummus HaOlam? Ben nega le nega, we are treated in a discriminatory way. Says the Rei Shapira, because divrei ribois bishorecho. Because in your own gates there's divrei ribois. There is a lack of achdus in Klal Yisrael. The tikkun to counteract the attacks of the goyim, anti-Semitism, it should be when there's achdus. If there's pure achdus within you, and if you like with the Maral and the Meshech Chochma, if there's achdus within Klal Yisrael, that the achdus will generate within itself an achdus, the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then no longer will there be a kitruk of being dam la dam, be a difference between dam la dam. We say in the Kapitel Tehillim, Yushalayim habenuyo ki ir shechubro yachdav. Yushalayim brings everybody together. Shalu shalom Yushalayim, yishloyu oyavoyich, yisholem becheilech, shalavo be'armanesoyich. The Malbim says, what's the difference between shalom and shalvo? They both mean peace. Says the Malbim, shalvo refers to the inner peace, in your own places, inner peace within yourself or within Am Yisrael or perhaps even within the individual person. Shalom is peace, external peace, peace with our neighbours, peace from outside. He develops this theme, but I want to talk perhaps slightly different from the Malbim. Ye shalom bechelech. We daven, there should be shalom bechelech. Is the chel, is the rampart, that's the external, protects the wall around the city that protects the people from the enemy from without. When there's shalom bechelech, shalvo be'armon esoyech. That's how the Malbim touches. I want to say slightly differently. When can you have shalom bechelech? When will there be shalom from the enemy from without? When there's shalvo be'armon esoyech. When there is an inner peace. When Klal Yisrael is at peace with itself. Where each individual has shalom within the person itself, the shalvo barman esoich in the inner palaces at home, then you can expect and you can hope that it'll be shalom bechelech, will be a peace from the attack from outside, from the chelech, from the enemy from without. Rashi says in Maseches Tanis, which you learned recently in the Daf Yomi, an interesting Rashi. There in the Maseches Tanis, it discusses the extra brachos which we make when there's a shortage, when there's no rain, and we add a number of brachos. One of the brachos is as follows: it's represented in our slichos. Nowadays we don't usually say the brachos of Tanis, but at least we have the slichos, which is similar to the bracha which is said at the time of the Atziras Geshomim. Says the Mishnah in Tanis, Misha onos avosenu al Yamsuf, the one who answered our fathers at Yamsuf, Hu yana eschem, he will answer you, Veyishma bekel tzakosom, hayom azeh, Baruch ato Hashem zocher hanishkochos. That's what the brochas which you make, an extra brocha at the time when there's no rain. We say, the one who answered us at the Yamsuf, he should answer us now, and listen to our cries, Baruch ato Hashem zocher hanishkochos. So Rashi says, "Lefi shohoyu Yisrael nishkochim b'Mitzrayim." Yisrael were forgotten in Mitzrayim. Kamoshonim, many years. V'nisya ashu min ha'geulo. They abandoned hope of a redemption taking place. V'zochrem amokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them. V'goalim, and he redeemed them. D'chsiv, as it is written in the Pasuk, V'ezker es brisi, I remembered my covenant. Hainu, Shebegolos Mitzrayim. What is Rashi saying here? In Golos Mitzrayim, we davened for many years, and the Geula didn't seem to come. It was we were abandoned, and we gave up hope. So now we say, Mishonos Avosenu Al Yamsuf, the one who responded and answered to us at the Yamsuf, Hu Yan Eschem, and he remembered all the tefillahs which we davened, not now, the tefillahs which we davened throughout the Shibud in Mitzrayim. And we conclude the bracha, Baruch ato Hashem, Zoicher HaNishkochus. We daven to Hashem, and sometimes a response doesn't seem to come. Says Rashi, we daven to Hashem in all those days in Mitzrayim, and there was no response. It's Ki'ilu Nisyashu. When it came to the Yamsuf, then all of a sudden, those tefillahs which we'd, as it were, as Reb Shach gave a moshel that's like you put money into a bank and you can't always withdraw. It's a long-term investment. When it comes on bad times, then you can draw on that bank of tears and tefillahs which you've put aside many years ago. And that's what Rashi's saying. Zoicher anishkochus. We say it in the davening in Rosh Hashanah. Ki zoicher kol anishkochus atahu me'olam ve'in shichol ifnei chisei kevoidecho. And so on and so forth. Baruch Ato Hashem, Zoicher Habris. We have an emunah, even though we daven, we cry out with our tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we daven that the Yeshua will come, and sometimes it doesn't seem to come. But you should know, Baruch Ato Hashem, Zoicher HaNishkochos, those tefillahs which seem to have been forgotten, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers. The Imre Emes said a very beautiful vort. Says the Imre Emes, it says in the Pasuk, Vayehi vayomim horabim horheim, vayomos melech Mitzrayim, vayonchum bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael cried out, vayizaku, vatal shavosom el elekim. Imre Emes quotes the Ramban. And there the Ramban says, what do you mean, Vayehi vayomim horabim horheim? And it was in those days, says the Ramban, it should have said, acharei yomim rabim, after many days, they cried out to Hashem. What's vayehi vayomim horabim ohem? What's the loshon in the present? Loshon hoiva. Vayehi vayomim horabim vayomos melech Mitzrayim. Says the Imre Emes, the vayehi vayomim horabim ohem means all the tefillahs which had previously they davened to Hashem years back in the Shibu of Mitzrayim. All those tefillahs, Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael, they cried out. And those tefillahs which they cried out from previously, Batal Shavosam El Elokim, they weren't forgotten. They were all there in Shemayim. They didn't get an immediate answer. They had to wait for the Shibud. But when it came to be answered, the tefillahs, it's as if the tefillahs, which they had davened years back, it's as if they were there now. Vayehi vayomim horabim ohem. Rav Shach quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, and the pasuk in Tehillim, "Noidi sofarto, ato simo dimosi v'nodecho halo besiprosecho." Difficult pasuk. So Rashi says, "Noidi sofarto." What's noidi sofarto? Noidi is the when ato yodato minyan hamakom v'shenodadati levrach. You know all the places where nodadati levrach, all the different wanderings of Klal Yisrael, and you counted every one of those wanderings. Simo dimosi v'nodecho. It's a play on the word nodi, being wanderings, and nodecho, meaning a jug, a container. Ato simo dimosi v'nodecho, put my tears in your jug. Halo besifrosecho. So Rashi says, sim dimosi v'nodecheloch, put my tears in your container. Utehe shemuro lefonecho, they should be guarded before you. Halo besifrosecho. Count every one of those tears should be counted. Every tear which you have shed doesn't get lost. It's put there in a bank. And you can draw on those tears, and those tears can be counted. Let me just mention a thought. Rabbi Abramsi gave a drosha in November 1938, the Leil Shabbos after Kristallnacht. And he quoted from the Tefillahs of Kabbalah Shabbos, which you're all familiar with. First of all, we say, "Lifnei Hashem kivo lishpeit ha'oretz, yishpeit tevel b'tzedek v'yamim b'munosoi." That the Yalu Sodai v'chol Hashemoy oz yiranenu kol atzei yoa. Because Hashem is coming to judge the world. Yishpoit tevel b'tzedek v'yamim b'emunosoi. Then, later we say, Lifnei Hashem kivo lishpoit ha'oretz, yishpoit tevel b'tzedek v'yamim b'meishorim. First of all, it's amim b'emunosoi v'amim b'meishorim. So the Seder of Ramsky, why in the first time does it say Yishpoit Tevel B'Tzedek V'Yamim B'Emunosoi, And the second time says, Yishpoh Tevel B'Tzedek, he will judge the world B'Tzedek, V'yamim B'Meishorim. So he says, look at the next paragraph after each verse. After the verse of Yishpoh Tevel B'Tzedek V'yamim B'Munosai, it says, Hashem Moloch Togela Oretz, Yismuchu Iyim Rabim, all the nations of the world will rejoice. Hashem is coming at the end of days to judge the whole world, and all the nations will rejoice. But if you look at the next posik, after the Yishpo Teve B'Tzedek V'Amim B'Meishorim, then it says, Hashem Moloch Yirgizu Abim, that all the nations are in trembling. They're all trembling, they're all because of the justice which is about to come. Why in one case are the nations rejoicing, and in the other case, the nations are trembling? He says the difference is as follows. When it comes to matters of emuno, and the truth will be told, which emuno is the correct emuno? Is it the emuno of Klal Yisrael? Is it the emuno of the Umos HaOlam? No, people can make a mistake, and they will admit they made a mistake, and each one will argue his own emuno. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and reveals everything, the nations have nothing to worry about. When it comes to Yishpoh Tevel B'Tzedek V'Amim B'Meishorim, did you deal with justice when you have a United Nations? Did you deal with every nation fairly? B'Meishorim, did the nations of the world judge other nations fairly with justice? Then the hypocrisy will be revealed. And the continuation is, Hashem Moloch Yirgizu Amim, the nations will tremble because they won't have any leg to stand on. When they see the fabrications, the distortions, the anti-Semitism, the blatant discrimination against the Yidden, then Hashem Moloch Yirgizu Amim, they won't have any argument. When it comes to Emuno, they can find Tirutzim, they'll get off, and they can rejoice when everything is revealed. When it comes to Meshorim, to justice, then Hashem Moloch Yirgizu Amim. That's the words of Rav Abramsky, beautiful words of Rav Abramsky. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Maisa Benochri Echod Shebo Lifnei Shammai, a famous Maimon Chazal. Nochri came before Shammai and said, Gaireini, make me into a ger. On condition you teach me the whole of the Torah. Kishani omeid aregelachas, standing on one leg. Shammai didn't have any patience. Dochvu ba'amas abinyan shebiyoda, he pushed him off with the builder's rod. The same guy came before Hillel, and he came before Hillel and he says, Gaireini amanashet, teach me the whole Torah, standing on one foot. What did Hillel say? Dialoch sani lechavroch lesavin. That which is hateful for you, don't do to others. Zui kol haTorah kula, that's the whole Torah. V'idoch perusha hozil gemar. The rest is perush on the Torah. Afterwards you can go and learn. You should understand the main principle is, that which is hateful to you, don't do to others. Ask the Iyun Yaakov, the perush on the Iyun Yaakov, why didn't he say, why do you kind of make up a very beautiful statement, that which is hateful to you, don't do unto others? When you've got a posik in the Torah, why couldn't you say that? Says the Ian Yaakov, an interesting thought, that a goy coming to Klal Yisrael couldn't possibly appreciate the midah of Klal Yisrael of Baishonim, Rachmonim, Gomli, Chasodim. It was too much to expect. That spirit of Achdus, which is within Klal Yisrael, that if one person is in danger, the whole of Klal Yisrael feels the pain. That's too much to expect. But at least start off in the negative, that an injustice, what you would consider an injustice for yourself, don't do that to others. A goy can understand that at least. He can understand that which is harmful to you, don't do to somebody else, don't discriminate against others. But that feeling of that if one yid is in pain, the whole of Klal Yisrael is united, like one person. That is too much to expect from a person who is Boaz's guy. That's what he says to Ian Yaakov. We're living in times now where Klal Yisrael is in danger. But we have seen a remarkable level of achdus, of tefillos and demoros being shed. The pain which Klal Yisrael felt when one, two or three individuals are in danger, the whole of Klal Yisrael was united like no other nation. And we see what's going on in other countries, in Syria, in Iran, in Syria, hundreds of thousands of people are being killed. It goes on day after day. Do the goyim feel the pain? And with Yidden, if one soldier, Nebuch, is killed, then we feel the pain, we shed tears. And that is a midah of Klal Yisrael. We are by Shonim, Gomle Chasodim. We have to feel the pain of Klal Yisrael, and we hope it will be a Yeshua, and that our tumors and our tefillos will be heard by Shemaim, and it will stand us in good stead and ultimately bring about the Yeshua b'mehirah v'yameinu.